AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The message today from Breonna Taylor's family to the Kentucky Attorney General is...
Release the transcript!
The grand jury transcripts that resulted in no charges against the police officers in Louisville involved in Breonna Taylor's death. Benjamin Crump is the family attorney.
There seems to be two justice systems in America. One for Black America and one for White America. And this has been emphasized by this grand jury proceeding into the killing of Breonna Taylor.
The governor of Oregon is calling in state police in Portland to deal with continuing protests over racial unrest. Sheriff Mike Reese says he is okay with peaceful protests.
We're there to, if we have to, hold people accountable for criminal acts that may endanger everybody's safety.
President Trump appealed to Latino voters in a stop in Florida. He's now in Atlanta speaking about Black economic empowerment.
For decades, Democrat politicians like Joe Biden have taken Black voters for granted. They made you big promises before every election, and then the moment they got to Washington, they abandoned you and they sold you out.
Today on Capitol Hill.
It is with profound sorrow and deep sympathy to the Ginsburg family that I have the high honor to welcome Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg to lie in state.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi made the introduction. Ginsburg's casket departed a few hours later. Female lawmakers gathered on the Capitol steps and waved goodbye. Coronavirus cases are rising in states like Wisconsin, Iowa, Utah, Idaho, and South Dakota. A Johns Hopkins tally shows confirmed virus cases in the U.S. have reached 7 million. Wall Street, the Dow up 358 points at the close. This is AP News. Teenage environmental activist Greta Thunberg is back. She joined fellow demonstrators outside the Swedish parliament to kick off a day of socially distanced global climate protests.
To have an impact on the level of awareness and the public opinion so that people will start becoming more aware of the climate crisis, so that we build up this pressure on people in power so that, something happens.
The coronavirus outbreak has prevented the Fridays for Future movement that Thunberg inspired from holding its mass rallies in recent months.
We need to treat the climate crisis as a crisis. It's just as simple as that. The climate crisis has never once been treated as a crisis. And unless we treat it as a crisis, we won't be able to so-called solve it.
Thunberg's blunt words to presidents and prime ministers, peppered with scientific facts about the need to urgently cut greenhouse gas emissions, won her praise and awards, but also criticism and even death threats. Ed Donahue, AP News.